This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand in your neck of the woods. Today is Tuesday, May the 20th of 2025. Day 140th of the year, and only 225 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, that's where we go. That's where we hang. That's where we do our thing of things. Not king of kings, but thing of things, as we are hanging out doing our stuff. No doubt there. Anyways, how have you been? How are things going? How have the last 24 been for you? No, seriously. It's an important question to ask because we got some stuff going on today. So there you go, in regards to some things going on, happening, and so on. So let's talk about it. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of the world that we live in when it comes to what we do around here. No doubt about that. So if you're ready for some interaction, it's kind of an easy thing to do. Callinradio.com will be the best way to go about doing the things that we're going to do. So that's for sure. So with that being said, audio, video, text messaging, once you get to callinradio.com, and then we go from there. Real simple stuff to talk about. Anyway, still getting a lot of love out there about these books. Really do appreciate it. Never expected all the love that I'm getting. So book numero uno, Safety in My Opinion. Thank you for all the love and correspondence in regards to that. And book two came out last week, Safety Mutation. Yeah, Safety Mutation came out. Not every evolution is progress. But yeah, a lot of love. Ended up being a trilogy. Not expected it to be a trilogy, but that's what it ended up being. So thank you. And we'll go from there. Yeah, we'll go from there. That's for sure. So with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, law enforcement agencies are teaming up to offer a larger reward for information leading to the arrest of an escape inmate in New Orleans. Also, Sarah Jessica Parker claims to read a lot, and Carrie Hart shows off some battle scars. We'll talk about that. Also, Alyssa Farrah Griffin cries for Joe Biden, and Sesame Street has a new home. Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see the new home of Sesame Street yesterday, but we'll talk about that as we go through all of this stuff. And then what else? Megan Sussex keeps up a text friendship in the Royals. So we'll talk about all of that goody-goody stuff if you're interested to see what's going on. So with that being said, if you're ready, I'm ready. I have some friends from Feature Story News that are hanging out over here, and they're ready to tell you a little bit about what's going on inside of the world of the news. I'm ready to have them share with you what's going on inside of the world of the news. So why don't we do that right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a defining moment arrived in efforts to end the war with Russia. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Kiev and Moscow would immediately start negotiations over a ceasefire after he held a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Zelensky says Moscow must face further sanctions if it isn't ready for a ceasefire. President Putin said he would work with Ukraine on a memorandum on a possible future peace agreement. Donald Trump says he's optimistic.
Hopefully we did something. We also spoke to the heads of most of the European nations, and we're trying to get that whole thing wrapped up. What a shame that it ever started in the first place.
Israel says five UN lorries of humanitarian aid have been allowed into the Gaza Strip after an 11-week blockade. The UN says it's a drop in the ocean compared to what's needed. Beijing's urged the US to immediately correct its wrongdoings after the US issued guidance warning companies not to use advanced computer chips from China, including Huawei's Ascend AI chips. China's Commerce Ministry is warning Washington's move could harm the industrial competitive of the U.S., as Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The U.S. Commerce Department issued guidance last week alerting businesses to the risk of violating U.S. export controls by using Chinese chips. China's Commerce Ministry hit back, saying the U.S. had been abusing export control measures, and it accused the U.S. of seriously undermining the consensus reached at high-level bilateral talks in Geneva, and vowed resolute measures if the U.S. continues to substantially harm China's interests. These comments come after China and the U.S. had agreed to cut tariffs on each other, and that had signaled a truce in the trade war. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
India continues to deny the U.S. played a role in the recent ceasefire agreed with Pakistan. India's foreign secretary says the decision to stop military activity was taken at a bilateral level. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly made assertions that the U.S. brokered this month's ceasefire between India and Pakistan. But India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri says that there was no American role in the agreement, which was a bilateral decision. He also says that the conflict remained in the limits of conventional warfare and there wasn't nuclear signalling by Pakistan. Following airstrikes by India carried out this month in response to an attack in Indian Kashmir, which killed 26 people on the 22nd of April, the two nuclear-armed countries used military drones and carried out cross-border firing before reaching a ceasefire. Rebecca Bunzen, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the future of the war in Ukraine after President Trump's latest efforts to broker a ceasefire and his conversation on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We heard yesterday from Kurt Volker, President Trump's former special representative to Ukraine, about Kiev's efforts to try and drive a wedge between the White House and the Kremlin. Today, Ambassador Volker on what he thinks a peace agreement should not look like. The U.S., he says, cannot simply accept all of Putin's demands.
I don't think Putin will ever agree to a reasonable settlement. So when I say it's got to be fair and just, it means that we don't accept Putin's outrageous demands, mm-hmm. his demands that he gets to annex Ukrainian territory. Ukraine gives up even more. Ukraine is demilitarized. Ukraine has a change of government to suit Putin. Ukraine is permanently neutral. None of those things should happen. So what we end up with is a ceasefire and a standoff, a ceasefire and a long-term disagreement.
But it remains unclear whether Vladimir Putin wants to avoid that eventuality, and the U.S. has already effectively negotiated away many of those things in earlier conversations with the Russians and in the draft plan for a ceasefire that both Moscow and Kiev have received from the White House. European leaders who travelled to Kiev only 10 days ago to express solidarity with President Zelensky are expected to continue pushing for a very different outcome. With FSN Spotlight.
To recap the top stories, Ukraine's President Zelensky says a defining moment's arrived in efforts to end the war with Russia. Israel says 5 UN lorries of humanitarian aid have been allowed into the Gaza Strip after an 11-week blockade. Beijing's urging the US to immediately correct its wrongdoings over warnings to companies not to use advanced computer chips from China. And India's again denied the US played a role in the recent ceasefire with Pakistan. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured.
Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative,
and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Oh, yes, risking it all right there. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Let's get into some of the information of what's going on inside of the world real quick. The FBI, the ATF, and Crime Stoppers have teamed up to offer rewards for tips leading to the arrest of seven inmates who remain at large after busting out of a New Orleans jail late last Thursday. There's now a $20,000 bounty for information leading to the arrest of each escaped inmate, half from the FBI and $5,000 from the other two. The FBI said the tip from the public that led to the recovery of at least one of the three escapees has already back in custody. On Monday, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry blamed the lenient prosecutor and judges for not more quickly moving the prisoners through the justice system. Okay. Which would have put the men in a more secure prison facility. The comments coincide with the local law enforcement and the statements that suggest the escapees likely were held, were helped from the inside. So there you go. Yeah, talk about passing the buck, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, yes, if people would have been helped differently, if people would have been moved through the process quicker, this wouldn't have happened. Okay. I mean, it's like me saying, if they wouldn't have committed a crime, they wouldn't have been arrested. Think about it.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. American airports aren't the only ones facing problems with problematic air traffic control systems. The computers managing takeoff, landing, and communication between the pilots and other control towers at Paris Orly Airport in France broke down on Sunday, with disruptions continuing into Monday. All flights to Spain, Italy, Portugal, and some domestic flights of the southern France were canceled on Monday, and airlines were asked to reduce the flight by 15%. So far, still no official cause on what caused the problem. That gets weird. So you got a problem, but you can't talk about it. Okay, got it. Okay, less than 5 years after soaring to a $6 billion valuation, genetic testing company 23andMe is being sold in bankruptcy for relatively paltry paltry $256 million. Biotech company Regeneron will buy the assets in bankruptcy and acquire data at an estimated 15 million samples. The company says that the use of the information to develop new drugs. A court-appointed supervisor will ensure that the compliance of 23andMe and the privacy policy for customers who are willingly to provide their samples for testing. This is according to Wall Street Journal. So think about this real quick. You decided that you wanted to do one of these little test things. Now to find out that the company you did the test stuff with is all of a sudden going out of biz. They filed for bankruptcy. So now your information is being sold to another company, your data, about your genetics, for them to figure out if they could do a drug. You see how weird this stuff gets? And I am sure that under the user agreement that you did not read, and that's okay because none of us really read that shit, you didn't realize that this is something that could be done. Like, I remember in the past, and I will tell you this, when I used to have people on the show, I would ask them to give up the rights to everything about themselves, how they looked, how I could use the information, how I could repurpose it for any technology now or in the future. And people would sign this thing. So let me kind of give an example here. I could take their stuff, and now with AI out there, I could repurpose it, change the continuity of it, and people signed off on this a long time ago. I know. But that's the weird stuff that we don't read. So I don't know what we're going to do here. 23andMe. So what I would tell you is that if your data is still there, I would strongly consider removing it.
Duh.
Because that's the only thing of value that the company has now, that they're trying to sell off to the other company. But we talked about that a few weeks ago anyways. So let's continue, because I think that that's going to be important. Or should we hit one of these? Hit one of those.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, a resident of Cape Coral, Florida, Gloria Baden, went out to her dock pontoon last week to investigate a strange fishy odor lingering nearby. Eventually, she discovered a dead alligator that was missing its head and tail. The investigators state that the Fish and Wildlife Commission did not find the reptile missing extremities. They're looking to whether it was a freaky scene as a result of a poaching or if it carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Despite the eerie fine, Brennan is along for the adventure. She tells the local media that, "I don't understand how the headless alligator could be so noteworthy. But it's kind of cool. A headless alligator is kind of cool." I guess your definition of cool and my definition of cool are kind of different. But that's okay, because we never have to agree with everything in regards of what's going on inside of life. But what do you think there? I mean, it's kind of an interesting one, just to say the least. I mean, I look at it from the standpoint and go, you have to do whatever you think is going to be best in the interest, but I don't know if cool would have been the first thing that came to mind. So with that being said, why don't we go a little bit cooler here in regards to some of this? So take a listen.
Neighbors say the smell has been awful. This canal is next to Coronado Parkway in the Bimini Basin. Gulf Coast News reporter Alexia Taropoulos is there live as FWC investigates.
Okay, so let's take a look here.
That's right. FWC actually just took that gator away an hour ago. We watched it happen.
We watched this gator being removed?
Dolphins and stingrays.
Are they going to show this?
Behind me, never a headless gator. That was a first. Gloria Benin and her friend noticed a strange fishy smell near her.
A strange fishy smell.
I said, well, someone said there was a gator, but no head.
When she went to check, she found it. A dead alligator belly up, floating.
So they're actually showing this.
Soon after, it drifted away. Florida Fish and Wildlife searched the canals but came up empty. It might have been stuck under her boat at that time.
Outside here.
Okay, this is getting weird.
And dolphins. Numerous times.
So not headless gators.
Never a gator.
We went gator hunting and luckily got some help from these scent hounds. Within minutes,
scent hounds?
Smelt it before we saw it.
Because it stinks.
Once we got close, you could see it was missing its head and its tail. Now just a skeleton. Flies swarming the body.
This is disgusting. It really is.
Headless alligator. It could be so newsworthy.
I don't know if this is really newsworthy.
History has neighbors asking, how did this happen?
Whoever did it, if it was poached, that they get them because, ooh.
What if it was a freak accident?
FWC officers removed the gator about an hour ago, like we said. They tell me they're letting nature take its course. They've brought it out to deeper water.
What?
So it can decompose.
Let nature take its course?
Still an active investigation. I'm reporting here in Southeast Cape Coral. Alexia Taropoulos, Gulf Coast News.
Okay, thank you for that one. That got weird. But a lot of the stuff that we report on, I think, sometimes gets weird when we start talking about it. But hey, gators.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a listen to this one. Ethel Cutterham, the world's oldest living person, says that the key to her longevity is not to argue. Never arguing with anyone. I listen and I do what I like, she said, from her nursing home in England. Ethel took over the honor of the oldest person following the death of her sister. Of Sister Ina Carabarro, the Brazilian nun and teacher who died at the age of 116. By the way, the Guinness Book of World Records notes that Kitterham is the last person that was alive and born from 1909. The last British person before that was from 1913, and the oldest person to survive COVID-19. For the record, John Laus Calment of France was the oldest living person ever at age 122 and 164 days. She passed away in August of 1997. This is according to the sick bay. So there you go. So, some stuff to think about. Okay, let's get into the swamp because that's what we do around here. President Trump sounded encouraged by Monday morning the call with Vladimir Putin in the Truth Social post about the discussion between the rival world leaders. Trump said that Russia and Ukraine would immediately start negotiating towards a ceasefire. And more importantly, at the end of the war, he added that both he and Putin want to normalize relations, especially as it comes to trade. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives could vote for a version of the big, beautiful bill that would enact much of Trump's agenda for his second term, but it will face tough scrutiny in the Senate. Republicans deficit hawks like Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, and Ron Paul have publicly expressed their demand for much more significant spending cuts. The House version continues to deepen the annual deficit. Also, the Supreme Court on Monday ruled that the Trump administration could move forward with ending temporary protected status for estimated 350,000 illegal immigrants from Venezuela. So there you go. Some information there. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow increased by 137 points on Monday, to close at 42,792. The S&P ticked up by 5 points to close at 5,963. And the NASDAQ gained 4 points to close at 19,215. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel and Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Monday. And Bitcoin was mostly flat on the day, trading just around $105,000 on Monday. And tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $139 million jackpot or a $62.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So let's talk about some rumors that are going on and around. Rumor is people are being paid $20 an hour to wear a free Diddy t-shirt outside of the federal courthouse where Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial is taking place. When asked about the deal, one supporter claimed that it was all about promoting Combs' cryptocurrency, Free Diddy. The rumor made it, The rumor made its way to Combs' antagonizer, 50 Cent, who posted a video of the insanity on Instagram, joking that it might throw a shirt on for the moolah. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, does he really have a crypto? I don't know. I mean, I don't understand the whole crypto thing. I'm not going to lie here. I'm going to be like, oh, yes, I get it, man. I get it. So let's take a listen to this. Fans aren't buying Sarah Michelle Gellar. Listen to me. Sarah Jessica Parker's claim that she reads two books a day. She made a shocking statement in a recent interview discussing her preparation for Booker Prize this November, in which she is serving as a judge. It's intense to be reading that number of books. The volume in any kind is hard to convey. What it's like to have many books we are given the opportunity to read in each month. It's quite something, she explained. In response, one person questioned the length of said books, while another asked if they have pictures and large checks. Not all comments were bad. However, some commended Parker on her dedication. So here's my thing. If that's the case, you don't know the size of the book. It could be a 70-pager. It could be an ebook. Some of these ebooks are extremely short, so just so you know. Anyways, take a listen to this. Carrie Hart thanked his wife, Pink, over the weekend for once again dealing with him being injured. In an Instagram post, he showed off his bandaged abdomen and detailed how he crashed while riding a motorcycle or motorbike last week, taking the handlebars to the gut. As she always does these situations with me, she steps up and takes charge at the hospital. Sorry to put you through this yet again, he wrote to his wife. So there you go. I'll give you one more before we get out of here. If you don't like Gwyneth Paltrow's $75 goop candle that smells like her vagina, then you can go fuck yourself, is what it says. She defended her scent at the 2025 Mind Valley Manifesting Summit in Los Angeles while revealing that it started as a joke. Now discontinued, the candle led to other unique smells for goop founder, including the smell like my orgasm and the smell like my prenup. Yep. This is all according to Mind Valley. I don't make this stuff up, man. I'm just giving you the news that's presented to me. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this and get into our main story real quick?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk real quick about some things that are going on inside the world of the multiverse. And listen, I have to tell you some stuff. I love the interaction that you and I get to do. It's intriguing to me. It's interesting to me on how we get to do some of the stuff we get to do. But on some other factors, I am so lost sometimes taking a look at what goes on out there inside of the multiverse. And why do I say this? Well, because here's where it gets interesting. People lose it on social media over the strangest things. Like, I love that a post could go viral for the stupidest shit in regards to what happens when we start talking about safety. That is not my version of safety. I taught this 20 years ago, and my version is correct, and yours is absolutely not. Then you have somebody else come out and be like,
you're absolutely wrong. I am the creator of every safety thing that has ever happened inside of life, and you are wrong because you do not listen to me, because I am a safety god.
And people lose their stuff online over this, and it gets really weird. Yesterday, I'm reading some posts on LinkedIn because that's kind of what I do as part of the stuff that I'm preparing for this show. And I look at it and I go, this person's saying that they have this new initiative that they have started, and all of a sudden they have 3,000 followers on LinkedIn on this thing that they've made, 16,000 impressions, but, you know, that they don't care about that stuff. This is not why they created this new versionality of safety that they've created. So if it's not important, why are you listing this in your post? Then there was another one yesterday. I have this conference that's coming up in another country, and I am going to do everything possible to make sure that I make it there to that conference. Regardless of delays, regardless of what happens, I will be there. Then the person gets there. Oh my God, this is the nicest hotel that I've ever seen a conference at, blah, blah, blah. It's the conference the person's putting on themselves. I don't really think you're going to shit on your own parade. I'm just saying. But why is it that we believe that there is some validity in regards to what's being done for social media cred?
Duh.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. Because that's not what's going to get you places. I look at it all the time and I go, it's very strange that this is the hill that some of us want to die on. And why do I bring this up? Because, listen, you are aware that there are words inside of the English language that are super popular. And if I say the word trash or if I say the word garbage, you kind of understand what I'm talking about. You kind of heap it all together. You kind of know this. That's a popular word. Doesn't mean it's a good word. Means it's a popular word. So as I look at it, all this stuff, why is it that we believe that the validity of bringing street cred, quote unquote, from social media is the right thing? Like, I don't get it. Like, me going on to a plane and traveling somewhere to do work for a company, what does that do for you? By me telling you that, is it going to change anything for you? Just because a large company brings me in, should I share that? If a small company brings me in, should I share that? Like, does it change anything? Does it make you want to be influenced that you should now bring X company in or X individual in because that's what they're getting to do? I mean, I understand some people saying, hey, we're at X place and we're speaking, and if you want to come by, cool. I mean, more power to you. But the weirdness that we do on some of the stuff, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I've been to some really good conferences and have been able to interact there. I've been to some really crappy conferences and been able to interact there. And it's not so much about where I'm at, it's about the interaction. But I don't post them all. There's some that I think that you know, you should know. If you want to go, go. If you don't want to go, don't go. But I just don't understand on why we believe that there's so much cred when it comes to certain things.
Duh.
When we are talking about conferences, when we are talking about what's being done, when we are talking about this, it's like, do likes and posts and retweets and re-things and re-whatever and reposts really make that big of a deal? Does it change what's going on? I thought at the end of the day, we were just trying to make the world slightly better. Has this changed? I'm so lost.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you.
DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer is still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Oh, yeah. This right here, this is a little Lisboa. That's the name of the song. It's by V. Christie, by the way. Songs readily available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Oh, yeah, I can get dangerous around here with some techno stuff. No doubt about that. Yep. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of the thing. Let's thank V. Christie for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on. Okay, so let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Tarite Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at Tarite Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's information related to all kinds of stuff. Addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. It can change everything for you. Not joking as I say that. Serious business. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Okay, let's continue talking about some other stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. If you could use a hobby or a special skill to make some extra money, why wouldn't you? And that's exactly what many people are doing these days because, as we all know, sometimes your regular job just doesn't cut it when it comes to paying the bills. Side hustles have become a big part of many people's lives and the big part of their incomes. According to a survey from LendingTree, 44% of Americans have a side hustle, and 43% of those who say that it could help their cover their living expenses. How much extra income are they talking about? Well, 71% say that they make $500 or less per month from their secondary income. 19% take home between $501 and $2,000. And I don't know what these people are doing for spare time, but 9% say they're making between $2,000 monthly from their extra income work. So, that the best paying side jobs? Well, most web-based, such as website designer and video editor. The most popular are those are drop shipping, driving for writing, hauling apps, and delivery driving, and recording voiceovers. Or just because you have a second job doesn't mean that your main job stinks. 40% of those who with side hustles income at least $100,000 used to mean success, but now apparently it means you're still editing TikTok videos at midnight. My side hustle is trying to find a side hustle. What, you don't think that's a good side hustle? I thought it was kind of clever. So, I don't know. Do you have anything that you do for side work? I have friends that have started off in one thing and then moved to an entirely different thing than what they were doing. I don't know. I never know what would be a good side hustle. But extra cash never hurts. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Some things to think about. Or you can just become the consultant's consultant, and then that's, I guess that's kind of a side hustle. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls inside of our life and let him tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Larry. Fletcher Ford said, "Half the people I meet in business are like Wi-Fi with one bar, always trying to connect, never delivering anything useful." I love that. I've known Fletcher a few years, and this quote makes me smile because I can absolutely relate to this. I'll say that many people I work with are very sharp, and some even amaze me at how much they get done. But some of the people I meet along the way, they also amaze me. I wonder, how in the world have you gotten this far in life? Now, I'm sure many have been helped by somebody who does have a clue, and I hope that some of that rubs off on them. And I'll say very nicely that I don't work with everyone I meet.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Everyone has a multiplicity of loyalties. We are loyal to God, the country to family, the church to friends, and to our employer. Under ideal circumstances, these varied loyalties are complementary. Unfortunately, we do not live in an ideal world, and events often conspire to bring our loyalties into conflict. The scriptures teach that our highest loyalty belongs to God and God alone. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. All that I have and all that I am and all that I will ever be. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
An explosion outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California has been classified as an act of terrorism by the FBI. The blast killed one individual and injured four others, causing significant damage to the facility.
Investigators identified the suspect as 25-year-old Guy Edward Bartkus, who was found deceased near the scene. Authorities discovered writings indicating anti-pro-life sentiments and a nihilistic worldview. Despite the destruction, all embryos at the clinic were preserved, and no patients were present during the explosion. Lawrence Keller reported.
A Mexican Navy sailboat collided with the Brooklyn Bridge, resulting in two deaths and 19 injuries. The incident occurred during a ceremonial visit to New York City, with all casualties reported among those on the vessel.
Authorities stated that the bridge did not sustain structural damage. The cause of the collision is under investigation, with officials examining navigational errors and mechanical failures as potential factors. The Mexican Navy has expressed condolences and is cooperating with U.S. authorities. Kyle Norris reported.
Israeli military operations in Gaza intensified over the weekend, resulting in at least 103 fatalities. According to local health officials, the strikes have forced the closure of a major hospital, further straining the region's already limited medical infrastructure.
The Israeli Defense Forces have launched a new offensive targeting Hamas positions, including ground incursions and airstrikes. This escalation follows the discovery of the body of Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar in a tunnel in Khan Yunis. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Pope Leo XIV delivered his inaugural mass at St. Peter's Square, emphasizing unity and a renewed missionary spirit. Approximately 100,000 attendees gathered to witness the ceremony, marking the beginning of his papacy.
During the mass, Pope Leo XIV met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, discussing the potential role of the Vatican in mediating peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. The Pope's message highlighted the importance of compassion and outreach in addressing global conflicts and fostering reconciliation. Benjamin Wright reporting.
German authorities are searching for a suspect who attacked and injured at least five individuals outside a bar in Bielefeld.
The incident occurred early Sunday morning, with the assailant fleeing the scene immediately after the attack. Three victims sustained serious injuries and are receiving treatment at local hospitals. Police have not ruled out the possibility of additional victims and are appealing to the public for information. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Senator Rand Paul has raised concerns over a proposed gift of a luxury jet from Qatar to the U.S. government. The aircraft is intended for use as Air Force One, prompting questions about potential conflicts of interest.
Paul emphasized the need for transparency and adherence to ethical standards in accepting such gifts. He acknowledged that while there may be legal avenues to receive the jet, the administration must carefully consider the implications and public perception. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Oh, yes, radio big. That's kind of the way that it goes with some of this stuff. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about it. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, K-pop boy band BTS are the first Koreans to perform at the Billboard's Music Awards. They would leave the event with the award of top social artist. That happened back on this date in 2018. Let's talk about some birthdays going on today. Jack Gleason turns 33. Josh O'Connor turns 35. John Party, 40. Rachel Platten, 44. Busta Rhymes turns 53. Timothy Oilton turns 57. Mindy Cohen turns 59. Tony Goldwyn turns 65. Steve Gorge turned 70, and Cher, she turned 79 today. If you are looking at some days of the year to celebrate, let's see, I have a few of those for you. It's National Rescue a Dog Day, National Be a Millionaire Day, World Bee Day, and National Defense Transportation Day. So there you go. Some things to think about. If you need a rando ando for you, 8 billion people on Earth, and somehow I'm the best driver. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What did you really, really want as a kid, but now you look back on it and shake your head? For me, it was wanting to live in a water tower. Just telling you. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average person will forget this four times a week. What is it? Their kid's name. As long as it's not your spouse's name, I guess that's a good thing. Imagine doing that. That would probably not go over too well. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely day. Always a good time as you and I get to hang out. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, I will be hanging out talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you don't want to do that, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. Sheldon will be here on safetyfm.com. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If you have to be where you are to get where you need to go, think about that. You need to be where you are, or excuse me, you have to be where you are to get to where you need to go. Think about it. It makes all kinds of sense when you kind of put it all the way through as you're thinking about it. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. And before I forget, don't forget to listen to Sean Brady's interview with me today
at noon on Safety FM with Jay Allen. You know, drop it on your favorite podcatchers, by the way. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.